Felt like I needed to tell them that, but.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't think, it's just frustrating, because even to try and explain it, it doesn't feel like they understand.
Would you guys like to go through the tunnels?
We're gonna go through the tunnels, yeah.
It's their job to be supporting people too, not just controlling access.
Yeah. I'm shaking your head up.
I'm just saying maybe I shouldn't have came.
Okay, wanna tell me why?
Because see my trophy and that, see my old friends.
Yeah.
Well, at the very least, you're gonna have a really good picture. Right, that you can show people, and like you said, you could give to your grandkids, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to give the trophy to my grandchildren.
Yeah. The pictures were going to be really great,
yeah,
too, because you can remember who was who.
And you can make a ton of copies.
And maybe you can find some of those people and give them a copy.
Yeah. It would be nice.
Here, would it help you right now to touch base with Murray and Pat?
But we want a trophy?
No, because it sounds like one of the things they're thinking about is around your old friends here. And I know that you knew Pat and Marie when you were here, so I'm wondering if it would help be helpful right now to talk to her right now. See you.
I just went and...
Well, we're going to pass where the tunnels meet.
Yeah.
And it's probably close to where it is.
No.
But there's a map back there we can take a look at.
Yeah.
And there are some tours that are happening as well today. So.
Are you going to be around tomorrow? Are you going to be around tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we could ask to go
there
tomorrow.
Try
too.
To do that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Retrace my steps.
Yeah, that would be. I think that's a good idea.
That's the route I took because I knew that went under the.
I think there's only one part of the tunnel that's restricted right now because there's some asbestos that fell.
Okay.
But there's a way around it.
Okay.
Are you thinking about who's in that picture?
When you were here, did you? How did you know where to go to get out? Had you been thinking about it, or?
I mean, how did I find my way around?
No, when you ran away. How did you know exactly where to go? Had you been down in the tramways and things like that before?
Before that, like on the weekends, on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
me and Jimmy Early, we used to get out, like, after breakfast.
Yeah.
Mr. Kennedy would open the door for us.
Okay.
And we go down the basement of the tunnels.
Yeah.
And once you're down here, you go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we used to go over and visit over at the farm side and
mm-hmm.
hang out around the barns and stay over there for tea with the older guys that looked after the farm. And
okay.
And you do that for a while, and
you get to know
where all the tunnels go and connect and meet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's how I knew where to go.
Yeah. And was that allowed, the thing you did on Saturday? Did they know, did they really know you were doing that? Or was it kind of like look the other way?
I think it was, I'm not really sure, but I think it was at the discretion of
the, yeah.
Of whoever the staff is that let you out, like if they felt that, I guess, you were trusted.
Yeah.
And they knew you were going to come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
They let you go.
Yeah. If you don't mind my asking.
Well, when I ran away.
Yeah.
One of the staff did not let me out. I got out. one of the kids had a key. How we got it, I don't know. And he opened the door and let me out.
Yeah.
He was sort of my little
accomplice.
Accomplice?
Yeah.
Never told anybody who it was.
Yeah. So, was there? I mean, if you don't want answers, it's fine too. But what was there? I mean, I can think of a million reasons to run away, but was there a specific reason that time that you?
I figured, like, I tried to tell mother and father mm-hmm. what was going on up here. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't believe me.
Yeah.
You know, you're just making that up because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I figured, well, if I run away, maybe they'll listen to me then.
Yeah. They'll see that you really are.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
Even after I told them what they would do to me when I got back. Mm-hmm. It just blows me away, like, even right now. It was so many years ago, but I even wrote mother a letter. And I put that in the letter. I always wondered why you wouldn't take me out here, even after my teacher told them that I didn't belong here.
Yeah.
He still wouldn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess I'll never know, because she doesn't want to talk about it.
No.
She's in her 94 or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not in an old age home. She
she's
still has faculties about her.
Yeah.
But she's in denial, and she pretends that she doesn't remember this and remember that.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to talk about it, so I don't go there anymore with her.
Yeah.
Right? What's the sense?
Yeah.
Walking around these tunnels.
Sure.
It's the same when we went up to, when the first time went up to A3.
Yeah.
But like I said to myself, self, this place is so small. Like how?
Yeah, it must have seemed.
The halls are small and the rooms are small.
Yeah.
But when I was back then, everything was so big.
Yeah.
But you then know, it's the same with.
Scary. I would have been terrified to be down here.
Yeah.
Well, it's just. You had to deal with it, but
yeah.
I remember going to primary school. It was called Holy Name Catholic School.
Mm-hmm.
Carla Danforth, right?
Yeah, yeah, I know this school.
Well, they had a reunion back in 1980, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the reunion. My cousins were there. They went to the school. Mm-hmm. School, and I'm looking and I figured it was so small. Like the halls and the school was so small, but I remembered it when you were little. It's so big.
Yeah.
You know. It's same with this place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to do that?
You know? Well, one thing that I really notice, and it's hard for me because I grew up in this community as a kid, right?
And this community.
In Aurelia, community, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me to imagine just how many other kids were here that I didn't know about. Did you have a sense when you were here of how many kids were here or how many people were living here? Or did you really just know the people
in your...
when I was
here, there was the most.
Yeah.
I think it was very crowded when you were here.
61, 62,
yeah,
right? One of was pretty crowded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my card is full.
Did you get that feeling, though, that it was... that there were a lot of other people here?
There was tons of kids up there.
Yeah.
And on all three floors.
Yeah.
All three floors.
Yeah. And how, I mean,
there were so many kids that I was telling Kate that one time when I came back from summer holidays,
yeah.
I guess it was, I go upstairs. They didn't even have a bed for me.
No.
Because during the summer, more recruits came, eh?
Yeah, sure.
So all the beds were taken up, so I had to go down to A2 and sleep in one of the rooms down there until they rustled up a bed for me in a couple of days, and I went upstairs.
Yeah.
And so another bed in the dormitory, now the beds are closer together.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, you got that much space.
Like, yeah, so like inches. Yeah. You said about the guy having the table beside his bed. Like, how much space would there have been?
Well, you know, the night table, say, a couple of feet.
Yeah.
So I guess at that time, there wasn't too many beds. There was room.
Yeah. Because you go in those rooms and you see the little marks on the floor. Because there's no beds in them now. You know?
Yeah, those floors are linoleum right now.
Yeah.
Marks. See, when I was there, they were all hard. They were wood.
Yeah.
They were hard.
Yeah. I think I was in one room maybe where I saw some of the hardwood. Yeah. What about, I mean, you got to go with a friend and do things. Did you have much privacy? Did you get time to be on your own? Or?
What do you mean?
I guess as a kid, that's not something you really want. You'd rather be around other people. I just think of, it was hard for me to understand just
how many
people.
Didn't really have any friends.
No.
Because, you know, you come and live here.
Yeah.
Other than Christmas and summer, so all your friends are here.
Yeah.
So you go home.
Yes.
And
oh yeah, we will. Yeah.
You know, we had just pretty much moved to this new neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they put me in here, so you don't know anybody there, so you have no friends around there.
Yeah.
So when you go home for the summer, you're pretty much on your own, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's, lots of other kids didn't even go home for the summer, did they?
Oh, a lot of kids, no, they didn't have anybody, so they didn't have any new visitors.
No. That would
so
be
they just stayed here 12 months of the year, year after year after year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So they didn't have anybody, and those pretty much those were the kids that got picked on a lot.
Yeah, because they knew that they didn't
the
have...
The staff knew that there's nobody going to care anyway. Nobody going to see any marks or...
Yeah. No, we're just chatting. It's no rush. We're just chatting.
Good news is we're almost there.
Yeah, that's the best
news. Yeah, not too far. All right, so we're just going to go down here. Unless you want to take a minute.
That's the dining room.
That's the formal kitchen, yes.
Yeah,
this was the old kitchen, eh?
That's where you still smell the old bread, right?
This is where they prepared all the food.
Yeah, I know.
Did you work in there?
Yeah. Worked everywhere.
There's another one from here on your glossary.
Sorry?
Just in my head, been compiling a glossary that I maybe could print up somewhere to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
Some sort of...
Worker bees?
Worker bees, yeah. Cat liquors was one that came to last night.
Carrie, that's where you were... the staff dining room, you were saying that's where you practiced?
Yeah.
That's where the piano was? And,
yes.
Which room was the staff?
Carrie was saying that's where the choir practiced. So maybe it was only the choir got to go there. Because I think that's where they kept the piano.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it was the staff
there
in Gravenhurst.
Okay. Gotcha.
Amelia.
That's right. My bad. My fault.
That's good for you, man.
Main kitchen.
Oh, cool.
Carrie, was Amelia worse than Gravenhurst?
Oh, I loved it in Gravenhurst.
Oh, you loved it in Gravenhurst.
I didn't want to leave. Well, people, if I tell them...
Now, the canteen, that's where the canteen is downstairs.
Okay.
I know.
We used to go down there and spend our pennies down there.
Yeah.
At that time, you'd get stuff for pennies.
Yeah. Yeah. And where did you get the money from? From home or from
here? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Sometimes staff gave
us
money
if they
wanted
us. Did we give you money if they liked
it? They liked giving us money. Oh, I always have money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have a lot of money, but
no, but
a quarter or 50 cents is a lot of money to us.
Yeah.
Or every once in a while, I don't know how often I did it, but whoever had money in the canteen maybe $20, whatever.
If your family,
they used to bring boxes of potato chips upstairs and a box of chocolate bars and a box of this and a box of that.
Yeah.
And all the kids who had money in the canteen lined up, and you got a bag of chips, and you got a chocolate bar, and you got some gum, and you got this and that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you only got a bite of this and a bite of that because all the other kids that didn't have any money were around you, so by the time you shared it.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. You pretty much had to share it because if you didn't, you were dirty around.
Yeah.
You share it.
Yeah. So let's ask about tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, going on a tour under the street, under Memorial Avenue, seeing,
yeah,
doing
sure.
that. I'd
yeah.
say let's do that.
Yeah. Well, we're over there. We can even go over to the cemetery.
Yeah.
So if you want to, who's taking it? That would be me. I'm the only person.
Okay.
So.
All right.